Sorry, guys. Can I get to the fashion glasses? It's a little bit too late. They're somewhere else in this building. Let's talk about some reaction takeaways from the first preseason game. Let's start over there in Denver with 80-year-old Bo Nix. He looked decent in that first game. He led the team to 20 points in his appearance, 15 of 21 for 125 yards and a touchdown. Should he just be named the starter now?
Yes. They don't have any other options. They got a decent enough cast around them. Sean Payton's the QB guru. He's decently insulated. His mobility's a weapon they haven't had in a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what the hell else are you going to do?
Yeah, it's a bad team. You really don't have any other options. And here's the thing. Dave, we kind of talked about this pre-show. He's a family man. He's got a wife and kids, so he's hungry. He can't go out there and screw this opportunity up. This is it for him, because if he fails, because of his age, probably not going to get another shot at this. So the expectations are low in Denver. Just ride it out. Now, I'm not saying that every game is going to be like that, but it was for a pregame, preseason game. It was impressive seeing him out there and just looking as if it was relatively easy going up against scrubs and vanilla defense.
Yeah, and I like the RPO stuff. Look, you're going to get killed. You're not going to make a living doing that. But if that's a weapon they can break out 3-4 times a game, move them just a little bit forward. There was a moment in time last year they could have made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then they just clown card down the stretch. But yes, David, you got to play the kid.
So let's get to one of the other rookies there in the NFL, and that's Minnesota Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy. I'll read you the stat line, but I think there's something else that's more important that maybe they looked at and wanted. He went 11 of 17, 188 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. But most importantly, many writers are writing this, that he looked calm and composed. Is that what you think the Vikings wanted to see with him back in center for the first preseason game?
You go first.
I mean, I think so. For Minnesota and for J.J., your job, don't turn the ball over. I'd rather punt. We'll kick a field goal. Don't force anything. The ball should just throw it out of bounds. It's okay. And you're going to be insulated. You're going to have receivers around you. Now, he didn't have his guys. He had Tristan Jackson was out there, and Jalen Naylor and other receivers.
Yeah, not the name, the big name.
He doesn't have his big, you know, his receivers out there. But, yes, this is exactly what you want to see from Minnesota. Because, remember, Minnesota had said, yeah, we don't think this kid's going to play. So this is a step up from redshirting your entire first year.
Yeah, I still wouldn't play him. He just wasn't asked to do much of anything in college. And I'm with Rico. The insulation's there. I'm not playing him the first month of the year, first 6 weeks of the year. You got to get it is so different when he's going to drop into an NFL game, guys, and he's going to have to throw the ball 35, 40 times. Look, you saw it last year, right? Nick Mullins in a small spot could get you. But if you needed Nick Mullins to throw it 40 times, oh, he'd throw for 500 yards, and he would throw 4 picks. JJ's going to be asked to do things he hasn't had to do. In the interests of the young man who's still a kid, man, he's still 21, I would give him time. I can't speak for the Vikings. I'm saying if the Giants drafted him, you think I would throw JJ out there in the first 6 weeks?
Right, but no way. The second you start seeing all these highlights, this is where you got to compete with the fans and the media. No, hey, when are you going to play JJ? When are you going to play JJ?
Hey, you ready? Here's my view on that. F the fans. I got a business to run.
Well, it's interesting. And here's why this part was interesting, because a business you have to run. They had JJ, Justin Jefferson, mic'd up during that game. And at one point, the touchdown that JJ threw, right before it, Jefferson said, well, he can't throw to his left. He can't throw to his left. And he happened to throw to his left. But the business is Justin Jefferson needs a quarterback that can throw it all over the field. Yeah. And his own teammate knows he can't do it.
No, and I just, again, Addison has a legal situation that's got to resolve. Hawkinson's got a health thing. Give it the 6 weeks. Let's get everybody alive. And then I'm with Rico. Yes, on a fan level, you'd have to play him at some point this year. I think it'd be a terrible error to start the season.
So this is my personal overreaction here, because I now believe after what I saw, the Steelers are going to have a losing record. Justin Fields, 5 of 6, 67 yards, did not look that great. He also fumbled the ball twice. I don't believe in Russell Wilson. Am I overreacting here?
Yes. I'll let Rico take it.
Yes. Yes, you're overreacting, David. It's a preseason game. He's not really getting the rep. Like, first of all, Tomlin just has to pick a quarterback, and his last name's not Wilson. I'm just going to help you right there. And just let Fields is going to come with mistakes, but he's also going to make it up with big time plays. And no, if you do this the right way, I don't think you're going to have a losing record. I think you may end up at 9-8, but for the Steelers, it'll be enough that they'll find a playoff spot because that's just what they do.
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?
You make the playoffs, David. You don't win playoff games, but you make the playoffs.
We can't with this quarterback play.
Listen,
David.
The more time goes on, the more I think Russ is the backup.
Yes. I knew that the day he signed.
I didn't, and I'm admitting I was wrong. Now, if you want to rub my face in it like a bad puppy.
It's not.
It was wrong.
No, it's not.
I just.
He's Mr. Dangerous.
No. Yes. I really think this is it. You got to play Fields. You got to give it a shot. See if you catch lightning in a bottle.
Fields is younger. I think, David, you get a receiver around him or just get him some more weapons. Try to make it to 9-8 this year.
What about Joe Milton?
Please.
And there's always a receiver out there that you guys can go and get. He's on the market.
He's going to stay in San Francisco.
You know what? Here, let me get this on the record. I would like to formally apologize to Rico Beard for my smarmy, insensitive, and downright dismissive tone when Rico said I'd like Amari Cooper back in a Browns trade. I was wrong. I didn't think the Browns would be that stupid. And I also didn't realize Brandon Ayuk would be equally as stupid. So I don't know what to say except I'm sorry.
No, Mike, there's no apology.
I would never give your team a Pro Bowl receiver to get another one. I have to pay $30 million.
Well, that's why I was like, I was fine. Like, the Steelers are the only trade. Like, they got nothing that I want to see coming back.
What about
back.
Pickens?
Not that keeping Pickens.
No, we're going to keep Pickens. Mike, I'll raise you your dumb and stupid with another dumb and stupid as we close out football today, and that is the New York Football Jets. Hassan Reddick has asked for a trade. Of course, they're saying no to it.
He's been here for 4 minutes.
Why would you ever trade for a guy who wants a contract? Surprise, I'm not showing up to camp.
Well, why would you go to a team that you're going to ask for a trade in 4 months? You could just wait.
He has to fire his agent. You got to get a contract and a deal.
But the other problem is the team you were on traded you because they didn't want to give you a deal. What would make you think a new one would? And Hassan Reddick is coming off a poor season.
I got to think at some point he's got enough to have the no trade clause. Like, no, I don't want to go here. You can move me, but just not to the Jets.
But why not play in New York and try to go win a Super Bowl? And if you want that contract, go earn it on the field. Novel
Be all
concept.
In. Be all in, yeah.
Novel.
That's what I'm saying. Fire is Asian, man. Somebody did something wrong. That is In Football Today.